1, 2.
Steal my heart and hold my tongue. I feel my time has come.
It's Wednesday, August 31st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, we're going through the Bible, and today we're getting to a beautiful promise that God makes to Abraham. Like I've said before, most of my material in this study comes from a fantastic book by Vaughn Roberts, and it's called God's Big Picture. I'd recommend it to anyone. So far, we've seen the pattern of the kingdom and the perish kingdom. Now, today we look at the promised kingdom, the third section of the Bible storyline. Let's read Genesis 12, verse 1 through 3 together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" Now, there was nothing particularly special about Abraham. He was chosen not because of his goodness, but because of God's grace alone. And there are three main elements to the promises he received that we see here in this passage: people, land, and blessing. First of all, people. Abraham's descendants will become a great nation that will be God's own people. This is later underlined when God says, "I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you." Genesis 17, verse 7. The promise is frequently repeated throughout the Old Testament in the covenant refrain, "I will be your God and you will be my people." All right. Number two, we see the land. Abraham is commanded to leave his homeland and to go to another land that God will show him. This is Canaan, the promised land. God says to Abraham, "The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give you as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you." Genesis 17, verse 8. Now, the third element of the promise is blessing. Abraham's descendants will be blessed, and through them all peoples on earth will be blessed. The curse of the fall would be replaced by the blessing of salvation. Right from the very start, God's plan of salvation was universal. It encompassed all nations. So from the very beginning, we see God's heart, and it is after the nations. He loved Israel, and he blessed Israel so that they would be a conduit for God's blessing the nations. Now, this fact was underlined when God changed the patriarch's name from Abram, which means exalted father, to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. This great covenant came with a sign. Every male Israelite child was to be circumcised. They thus bore in their own bodies a mark that signified the relationship, the special relationship established between God and his people. Now, it's interesting to note that in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, there is a long genealogy that most of us just skip over. All right. But because Matthew is writing to a Jewish audience, Matthew is laboring to get the point across. This is not some cult. Like, this is not some brand new off-the-wall teaching out in left field. This Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. He comes in the bloodline of Abraham. He is the fulfillment of the promise that God made to our father Abraham. So many, many years ago, Abraham heard the promises of God, and he believed. It must have been hard for Abraham to believe that it would all take place, but he did. Genesis 15:6 says, "Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness." He was accepted by God, not on the basis of his own goodness, but by faith in the promises of God. That has always been the way of salvation for sinful human beings. We can never deserve a place in God's family. Our only hope is to trust in the gospel. It is the same for us as it was for Abraham. Now, God has promised a kingdom. Tomorrow, we're going to look and see how the story transitions from a promised kingdom to the partial kingdom. We're going to cover a lot of history tomorrow, but what we're going to see is how God's promises to Abraham are partially fulfilled in the history of Israel. May we, like Abraham, believe in the promises of God, and in so doing, make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
For you I'd wait till kingdom come, until my day is done, and say you'll come and set me free. Just say you